Hello, here comes an outside the box. You may find sacrilegious. Today's topic is, oh, Jesus. That's right, it's that time of year when we celebrate a birth of a supposed person who many call the Son of God. Of course, it's well known that Jesus, if he really existed, probably wasn't born on December 25th, or even in the winter. He wasn't born in the year zero either. Already there are doubts about him. But more importantly, was his father a supreme being, the creator of the universe? Was he really the so-called Son of God? Or was he just another carpenter coping with life and having a God complex, or more likely, a charismatic guy with a great PR team? Since God is supposed to be perfect, wouldn't the Son of God be perfect also? But there are many, many references in the Bible to things Jesus said and did that were poor judgments or sinful. Just search the Bible or the internet. According to interpretations of the Bible, he advocated killing and attacking unbelievers, accepted slavery, preferred Jews over non-Jews, and mixed his nonviolence with violence, such as when he drove money changers out of the temple. Why couldn't he just tell them to leave, and then, with his supporters, remove them respectfully and without violence if they refused? These are acts of a human being, not a supreme being. These acts happened 2,000 years ago, but the rightness or wrongness of human interactions haven't changed. Of course, we shouldn't assume something is true just because it's on the web, but there's scant proof that Jesus was anything more than a typical human, except for the story, with biblical variations, that his soul and body arose to heaven, if that exists, after his death. It seems much more likely that his PR team, the 12 disciples and some of his later followers who wrote part of the Bible, created the Son of God image of Jesus to maintain their memory of him as a spiritual guru. There were no tape recorders or even pens and notepads back then. How did they remember so much of his dialogue? I believe they dreamed up his so-called resurrection and other biblical stories according to their own wishful thinking, and to make the Bible special. Jesus' followers could have embellished his accomplishments, as often happens with other promoters. Maybe they got carried away and created an image of him that was, if you'll pardon the expression, larger than life. If they were around today, it would be all about having the Bible make the bestseller list. He might have been the Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr. or Mother Teresa of his time, but no one worships King or Gandhi, even though both of them led a group of people to greater freedom. We respect them. Maybe that's what we should do with Jesus too. He was a good guy, one of the best. Does it seem odd to you that an immaculate conception birth would produce someone who looked like other humans, but was really something different? If God doesn't take a human form, why would God's offspring? Finally, if there's a Son of God, why was there no daughter of God? God, as perfection, wouldn't be sexist, would it? Considering the degree of sexism in the world, though, she probably would never have been recognized for what she was. If you're a Christian, do you think Jesus was the Son of God? If so, why? I'm Larry Danziger, feeling that I'd rather worship nature, if anything at all.